When the U.S. military pulled out of Vietnam, it left something of a living legacy. Babies, fathered by American servicemen during their time there. Many of those babies and their Vietnamese mothers lived in poverty after the war, and the U.S. government eventually took steps to help some of them. But this isn't an issue confined to Americans in Vietnam or even to wartime. It's also a side effect of some United Nations peacekeeping operations. Amy Bracken sent us this report from Haiti.
Sasha Francesca Barrios is 5 years old. She lives in the seaside town of Port Salut with her mother's family. Her mom, Roselyne Duperval, says Sasha's father was a Marine in the UN peacekeeping mission in Haiti, known by its French acronym, MINUSTAH.
They came here, and there was one who was friends with me. He said he loved me and we were together. I never thought if I stayed with him and had a child with him that he would leave and not support the child.
But she did get pregnant, and she says the Marine, who's from Uruguay, gave her $200 early in her pregnancy, but he left Haiti before Sasha was born and she never heard from him again. Now she's living with her mother, scraping by.
They come in our country to help us and they don't help us. They have kids with us and leave. I need aid for my child to pay for school. We need the UN's help. There are no ministers' troops leave babies here, children without dads.
She says us because she knows other women in the same situation. In February, the UN brought seven mothers, including her, to the capital with their children for DNA tests. Now the seven mothers are still awaiting results. A Uruguayan military official said the alleged fathers have been asked to submit DNA samples. If paternity is established, it will be up to the Uruguayan courts to determine what should be done about it. Of course, establishing paternity and getting child support are also a challenge when the dad is a local Haitian. But community activist Myriam Duclair says it's much harder when the father is a foreign peacekeeper.
The difference is if it's a Haitian dad, often his family will help the mom. But when a foreigner leaves a child, there's no one to help. When the UN talks about coming to Haiti to stabilize, it's not true. They come to destabilize.
The UN does have a policy of helping facilitate paternity claims and child support in these kinds of cases, though it's ultimately up to the country where the peacekeeper is from to determine follow-up. But Uruguayan Army Colonel Gerardo Frigosi says no matter what the circumstances, relationships between UN peacekeepers and local people are never acceptable because of the power imbalance.
There is no possibility to any relation, consensual or not. It's very clear, the policy in that point, because the power is in the UN soldier, because they have food, they have water, they can provide security, they have money.
Sylvain Roy of the UN's Conduct and Discipline Unit makes it even clearer. He says it's exploitative.
Regardless of the fact that the mother may have been consenting, the relationship is exploitative.
Rosmina Joseph was 16 when she became pregnant, she says, by a 35-year-old Uruguayan peacekeeper. She doesn't describe her relationship with him as exploitative, but it's clear that the food he offered was part of the draw.
The peacekeepers would provide protection and they help kids here. They would give them a little food and all that. And they were always giving to me, too.
She shows me a photo of herself and, she says, her peacekeeper boyfriend on her 17th birthday, standing behind a cake and a table covered in food. But she says after he left Haiti, he eventually stopped picking up his phone and sending money. An official back in Uruguay says the alleged father agreed to submit to a DNA test. If he's proved to be the father, the case will be decided in a domestic court.
I want minister to get me out of poverty, to put me and my child in a better place.
It's a common wish, but Joseph is in almost uncharted territory, even if Uruguay is doing something about it. A UN report from earlier this year says, to the best of their knowledge, quote, there is yet to be a single paternity claim acknowledged through judicial actions in any troop or police contributing country. For the World, I'm Amy Bracken, Port Salut, Haiti.
Amy's story was produced in partnership with 100 Reporters, a nonprofit investigative news organization.